Jude mentioned ahead of the Tane Women in Sports Awards, for which the nominations are still open, he was going to chat to someone who is an ambassador for the awards, also a netball coach and player, Marlies de Bruin, who joins him now on Hot Off the Bench.
Hot Off the Bench with Jude van Wyk on 5 Drive.
On the line this afternoon, I have netball player and coach playing for the Gauteng Jaguars, Marlies de Bruin. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5 FM.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
I first wanted to get into your story, Marlies. You have an awesome list of achievements as a player and as a coach in netball. Where did the journey all start for you in netball?
Obviously, in primary school, I started playing netball, and at the University of Pretoria, when I started studying, I decided to take it seriously from there on. And I think the University of Pretoria is a great place for someone to start, and there's obviously a lot of different programs. So from there on, I've been part of netball, and that's where my career started.
What kind of support structures allowed you to grow to where you are now?
Firstly, my parents, they gave me the opportunity. They said to me, you were in a good high school, you can go out, you can study. I studied at the University of Pretoria, which is a great structure. I think there's not a better one. There's a HP program that's mainly like high performance. They set you up for training, they set you up to gym, they got everything that you need to perform on a good level. And then at the university, we also have Tshwane Netball. That's all over Gauteng. That's a good part and a good structure for us to build on. They've got a league, they've got players development there. So I think there's a good structure in Gauteng Netball overall, and I've been from the best structures like the University of Pretoria.
And you're not only a player but also a coach, as I mentioned earlier. What does it mean to you to be in your shoes, to be able to do both?
It's hard work, it's not easy doing it, but I love every second of it. To just be a role model for younger players, like I'm still playing and everyone asking me, how did you do it, or how do you do it on court? And I can obviously relate with them because I'm still a player. I think just to be a role model for the younger players out there and to teach them hard work will pay off. There's opportunities, there is growth in the sport, there is opportunities going to open up, and just to be there, like I said, to inspire them.
That is awesome. And if I look at netball in South Africa, especially when people talk about it on social media, I notice a clear growth of popularity in the sport. Where do you see netball in 5 years' time?
Like, we've come from a big growth the last past years, and we've got a big sponsor sponsoring the Netball League. So I think from here on, we can just grow. And with the World Cup that's in 2023 in South Africa, in Cape Town, I think it's going to make a major difference for us in women's sport in South Africa. I think there's like a lot of opportunities opening up, so the sport will only grow from here, and especially women's sport in South Africa.
Would you agree that the growth of netball is kind of stunted because of COVID-19? Did that have a negative effect on the growth of the sport?
Obviously, COVID-19 have a negative aspect in everything in the country, everything in the world. But I think in netball South Africa, we handle it good. Like, tournaments still continued. Obviously, it went through in a bubble. But for us as senior players, we could still train, we could still do all our tournaments. So obviously it had an effect, and it will have an effect in the... We didn't have the international tournament in South Africa. I think it will just grow the sport even more.
I want to turn our focus to the upcoming Tshwane Women in Sports Awards. What is the importance thereof, and also what role do sports federations play in the development of sports at both national and grassroots level?
I think just to give opportunities for the players, like the federations, is very important to give the opportunities, to get the growth out there, to give the players opportunities to participate on a higher level, to participate and to develop. Like, all of us in Tshwane Netball have the opportunity to play, and then the Tshwane Sports Women Awards that's coming up is like just to prove we as women are also as good, and to give the recognition for the women in South Africa. Like, if you see all over men's sport, but the women never give the recognition.
Marlies de Bruin, netball player and coach, I wish you nothing but the best for the awards and the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Hot